Our gospel lesson comes to us from the gospel according to St. Matthew in the fourth chapter, beginning with the first verse, as we hear of the temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All of this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This is the first full week of Lent. And throughout this new season, we're going to be traveling through a series together. The name of our series is Baggage. Now, you might be wondering what baggage is all about, and I hope by the end of today you'll be a little more clear. Well, let's talk about Lent first. Lent is not to be confused with lint, which is the stuff that you get out of your dryer. Lint with an I. This is Lent with an E, and it's a season of 40 days, 6.5 weeks, that we have to prepare ourselves for what comes next. Does anyone know what comes next? Easter. That's right. We are using the season of Lent to prepare ourselves for Easter. It's a time of preparation and a time to follow Jesus' journey to the cross. Speaking of journeys, how many of you like to travel? A good number of you. Yeah, I'm going to assume that when you travel, you take things with you, right? That we often refer to as baggage. Yes. Now, whether you travel by car or RV or boat or train or even an airplane, dealing with baggage is never the highlight of the trip. It can be heavy. It can be cumbersome. You have to pack your bag, and then when you get home, you have to unpack it. When you're traveling by air, you always have that nagging feeling in the back of your head of wondering if the bag you checked will actually be at baggage claim when you arrive. In life's journey, we tend to pick up a lot of baggage along our way. Now, here are some things I know about baggage. If your bag is too heavy, it's going to make the journey much more difficult than necessary. And if your bag is too light, then it means you probably forgot some things. If you put the right stuff in the wrong bag, it can be really awkward to carry, and your contents might be damaged when you get to your location. Put the right bag with the wrong stuff in it, and you're going to be out of luck. It turns out having the right bag packed with the right contents makes all the difference. So for the next 6 weeks, we're going to look at 6 different stories and 6 different bags connected one to each story. We're going to see how Jesus shows up in the stories and how each of our lives are touched by Jesus and how we're helped to deal with our own baggage. This morning, we have this giant backpacking backpack with us as our bag today. How many of you have ever gone on a hike where you might need this sort of bag, where you're intending to be out for a night, maybe 2 or 3? Derek has. Yep, several of you have. Yeah. When you get ready for the kind of trip that you need to take that sort of a pack on, you're going to need to be prepared. You're going to have to plan to know what goes in your pack, to know how much it weighs. You don't want to forget your camping stove, yet need it to make your dinner and breakfast. You don't want to forget a sleeping bag. There are many things that you're going to want to put in your pack, some essential survival gear. You may even want to try to train with your pack and walk for a few miles with it so you get an idea of what it's going to be like to take many more miles with it. I got to thinking about what it would be like if we prepared for our faith journeys the way we prepare for backpacking trips. What if we trained? What if we planned ahead? What if we prepared for the sorts of obstacles that we might face? Lent is sort of like that for us. It's a time of preparation, of study, of reflection, of getting things in order in our lives so that we can be committed to a lifetime of discipleship. Now, maybe you already know some things that are in your pack. Maybe you've already begun collecting the supplies and tools that you need for your faith journey. Or maybe you began collecting them and it's been a little bit of time, and so some dust or rust has collected. Maybe you misplaced some of the items that would be helpful to have on the journey with you. Maybe you loaned something out and it was never returned to you. Or maybe you haven't quite developed your collection just yet. Maybe you're hoping to gain a new tool, something to help you in your faith life this Lenten season. This is our time for preparation. In this first week of Lent, we find Jesus in the wilderness facing off against Satan, who is leading him through a series of temptations. But Jesus comes prepared. It's like he's carrying a backpack filled with his essential survival gear in the wilderness. Jesus answers every temptation with scripture, thwarting Satan's attempts to bring him down. When we're faced with temptations in our own lives, it's always good, as the Boy Scouts say, to be prepared. So what's in your backpack today? As we walk into the wilderness with Jesus, we're going to find out what we need to have in our packs so that we too can face down temptations. Our gospel lesson comes to us from the wilderness. And right away we understand that part of the call to discipleship is not going to be easy living. Jesus goes into the wilderness to fast, to pray, to get prepared. And it's in the wilderness that he needs to have things packed the right way and at the ready. Theologian Robert Bryan notes that the temptations Jesus faced reveal his essential character traits. Jesus is tested to satisfy physical hunger, a need for safety, and a desire for prestige or power. And while you may not be able to understand how hungry you would be after not eating for 40 days, how tempting it would be if you were offered bread at that point. That's where Jesus finds himself in the wilderness. Likewise, I'm not exactly sure how terrifying it would be to be held over the ledge of a really tall building like the Empire State Building. But I can tell you I don't want to find out. Yet Jesus was on the tip of the pinnacle of the temple. And finally, to be promised all the power in the world seems pretty interesting and pretty awful at the same time. Another place where Jesus found himself. We may not be able to fully appreciate the temptations of Jesus, but we understand what temptations are. We face them individually, and we know them well enough that we know our temptations prey on our insecurities. They find ways that we can be compromised. They tempt us to judge the things we don't understand. We're tempted to look away from those who are in need. We're tempted to let our anger and our desires define who we are. Sometimes our temptations have other names, names like vanity and pride and selfishness. As Jesus faces down each of his temptations, he relies on the disciplines of faith that he has metaphorically packed into his backpack for his wilderness stay. These disciplines of faith have shaped him so that he can trust God to be God. And Jesus can be himself. The discipline of spending time in Scripture is obviously something that Jesus packed in his backpack as he repeatedly quotes Scripture in its proper context, as he rejects the deceiver's out-of-context misdirections. The discipline of worship is surely in Jesus' backpack as he names worshiping the Lord our God and serving only him as a response to the third temptation. And I'm going to say that we can safely assume that the discipline of prayer is also in Jesus' backpack, as it's mentioned in many other stories of Jesus, and it's at the foundation of his response to the second temptation, to not put God to the test. Temptations have been defined as faceless moments of evil that, while mundane, lurk in the recesses of our lives and souls. This season of Lent encourages us to come face to face with these dark places, to name them, to understand them, to seek forgiveness for them, so that we may be freed from their control over us. It's time to fill our metaphorical backpacks with the practices of faith that have formed Christians throughout the centuries. Adopting and practicing these disciplines will help to enable us to be prepared when we face temptations. Now, sometimes we like to drag our feet when we pack our bags. We like to wait till the last minute, right? We don't want to have to be ready right now. So maybe we decide to pack other bags, other real bags, while forgetting to feed our spirits. And here's what that looks like. Maybe we pack soccer bags instead of reading the Bible. Or maybe we pack grocery bags and lunch boxes instead of preparing our hearts with daily devotions. Maybe we pack our weekender bags but leave out the prayer journal that would help us to reflect on our days and express our gratitude to God. Sometimes we're so busy packing our gym bags, our suitcases, our backpacks, our lunchboxes, our briefcases, our tote bags, our diaper bags, and every other bag that we pack, that when we've packed and unpacked them all, we wonder what remains. So what does remain? God and God's love for us remain. Now, I have a tangible object for us this week to help be our visual reminder of what we're talking about here, these disciplines of faith. Does anyone know what this is? A carabiner. Yeah, a carabiner. And maybe you have one of these attached to your keyring, or you know where they are lying around your house. Sometimes they're bigger, sometimes they're smaller. Sometimes they have a different way of fastening. But we know what carabiners are. Oftentimes we see them in use as a specialized connecting device. It can be used to quickly connect components, most notably in safety-critical systems. So carabiners are widely used in activities like climbing and sailing and even rope rescues. But the place I see them the most is on a backpack. Kids like to use them to attach their water bottles to their backpacks. A carabiner is going to be our visual reminder this week. It's a reminder of the discipline that you choose to take up and to practice intentionally and on purpose this season. Your discipline is your carabiner, because it connects you and God. And you're going to need that connection as temptations come up in your life. Now, if you have a carabiner sitting around your house somewhere or in your purse or wherever else you might collect them, I want you to put it in a place where you will see it this week so that it can be your visual reminder to practice your discipline. And if you don't have one, so you think that you might get a free pass, you don't. You still have to practice a discipline. And maybe you know what discipline you're going to practice. Maybe you began it on Wednesday, at Ash Wednesday, and you have been working on it throughout the week this week, and that is wonderful. But if you don't know or haven't thought yet of what you would like to take up, I have a suggestion for you. There are a number of these devotional booklets that come to us courtesy of the Society of St. Andrew that can be found in the back by the exit doors. Each day there is a devotion. You have one or two, maybe three verses to read, a short paragraph or two, and then a quick prayer. This will take you 5 minutes at the most. It's not difficult. It's not something too cumbersome to add to your life, but it is a step to help connect you to God, to be that carabiner in your life. So if you are looking for something to take up, I recommend that you pick up one of these devotion booklets. And again, if you already have something else that you're engaged in or you want to particularly choose something else, please do. You're welcome to do that. Or you can do multiple things. Pick up a couple of disciplines this season. The point of picking up a discipline, of practicing something, is to have tools in our pack so that we are ready, so that we are prepared for what comes next. Let us pray. Oh God, a wilderness beckons us, a desert, a barren place. And yet, God, we know that this can be a place of blessing and discovery. Jesus, our steady companion, accompany us on this journey as we enter places that may be hurtful or frightening or danger, places that are deep within us, oh God. Jesus, our wise and well-traveled guide, lead us into the emptiness where all will fall away and we will have nothing but you. Walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death, where we will be raised and can drink of the deep springs of living water. Amen.